Welcome to Carol Howell's Let's Talk Dementia, a podcast designed to help caregivers find knowledge, power, hope, and smiles in their dementia caregiving journey. Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. Here's your host, best-selling author, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell, your host, and today we're going to talk about men. Well, we do that a lot, don't we? We're females. We talk about men a lot. And if you're a man listening to this, first of all, welcome. I'm glad you're here. I don't think I have as near as many men listening as I do females. But anyway, we're going to talk about you guys. And we're going to talk about men and PPing. And hey, we all do it. Don't be offended. We all do it. And we've been saying the words PP or the letters PP, whatever you want to call it, our whole lives. And men PP and so do women. But it's become part of my world and in conversation this week. I have a new wonderful client whose husband is moving to a memory care. And when she first called me, it was about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, she said he's just having such problems and he's peeing all over everything. And she said he's even pooping in some places where he should. And yes, we say poop on a podcast. It's all right. And she said, I just don't know what to do about us. And I said, well, honey, is he using Depends? And she said, well, no, I don't know if he will. And I said, girl, just stop by the store and pick up some, take them home. Don't make a big deal about it. Well, next time he goes, instead of handing him his underwear, just hand him one to put on. And she did. Guess what? God didn't even care. Could not have cared less. And in my 17 years of doing this work and helping caregivers, I will tell you, I've never had a male client refuse to use them. Now, if you make a big deal about it, you know, honey, I've bought these pull-up underwear, or I've bought these diapers. That's even worse. I've bought these diapers because, well, you've been peeing all over things and you've been pooping in places you shouldn't, and it's just a lot of work to clean up, and I really wish you wouldn't do it. So I'm thinking this is going to be better for both of us. So if you don't mind, and if you possibly could see your way clear to, well, maybe putting these on, let's just see if it works, and I'm not here to offend you, and you just go on and on and on with more you-know-what than Carter's got liver pills, it's not going to work well. And I said, just give it to him and don't say anything. So she did. Her funny situation was she bought the wrong size. They were a little bit tight around his waist. And I said, well, you know how to go back to the store and get the next size. And she did. And he's wearing them. He doesn't care. And I find that to be true. If your loved one is in early or mid stages and they're beginning to tinkle on themselves a little bit, and hey, as men age and prostate issues start to arise, many times this will happen whether you have dementia or not. But you can buy pads that are made for men. You know, like women wear pads when they have their menstrual cycle, or as us postmenopausal ladies know, when we laugh, we're going to tinkle, so we might wear a pad for that. Yes, that's personal too, but we're being personal today. But men often need them also. There is a company called Because, B-E-C-A-U-S-E, Market, and they sell pads made specifically for men. They're more made in a curved shape and made to fit the male anatomy, and they work really well. They make them also that hold more water, more urine than anything I've ever seen. I have a sister who has a lot of health issues, and she was wearing the pull-up underwear, and she hated them. She absolutely hated them. She's, you know, started wearing them when she was in her probably early 60s, and that's pretty young. And she said, I hate these things. They're big and they're bulky. So that's when I found Because Market, and they make pull-up underwear, and they make pads also for females as well as males that hold like 4 cups, and she can put one on all night long and one of the pads on. She's just using the pads, and if she leaks and if it comes out, it's not going everywhere, and that's been real good for her, and she's able to go back to big girl panties, and that was made her feel good, you know, just more feminine, more herself. And for your loved ones in the early stages, this could be true for them too, having those kinds of products where they might could still just wear their regular briefs, or for the females, the regular panties, and put in really good panty liners or brief liners. That's wonderful. But if we get to the point that we need more than that, just don't make a big deal about it. Go buy them. Say, looky what you got. These are so cool. Put this new pair of underwear on. I bought you some new drawers. Put them on and see, you know, if they're going to fit. No big deal. Just don't make a big deal. I hope that helps you in your caregiving journey. Anything we can do to make life easier and better for your loved one is easier and better for you. Anything that's easy and better for you is probably going to be easier and better for your loved one with dementia. I guess there's always exceptions. exceptions to every rule though, right? But these are good suggestions that I always try to share with you. Hope you have a great day. Hope your caregiving journey is easy. And if you need anything, I'm here for you. You can write me, Carol, at letstalkdementia.org. Go to the website, www.letstalkdementia.org, and you can reach me there too. Blessings and smiles. Bye-bye.
A special thank you to our sponsor, Veterans and Families of America. These amazing people are available to help veterans and their spouses receive benefits to which they are entitled. You can reach them at 904-528-1084 or by email at information@vfamerica.org. Be sure to tell them Carol sent you. Veterans and Families of America. These people care. Thank you for being part of Let's Talk Dementia. Please visit our website at www.letstalkdementia.org. All our books, podcasts, and videos are available there, and you can schedule a free phone consultation with Carol while you're at the website. Click menu in the top right-hand corner, then choose Schedule Time with Carol. We look forward to hearing from you. Blessings and smiles.